Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of this hour, John Middlecoff of the Three and Out podcast. He's a former NFL scout. He will join us to talk about the NFL draft, which concluded this weekend with its seven rounds. We'll talk to him about that and much more going on in the NFL. But for now, let's go back to the NBA, and tonight, right now, you got Philadelphia and Boston. And look, give Philly credit. So far, they're hanging in there. It's 38-36 with about 10 minutes left in the second quarter. It looked for at a few occasions, it's looked like Boston might blow this thing open, but Philly's fought back and they're hanging tough right now without their best player, Joel Embiid. But the nightcap is, I think that's a game, particularly with Embiid injured, that everybody's looking forward to, and that is the Denver Nuggets hosting the Phoenix Suns for game two. Phoenix was beaten pretty soundly in game one, 125-107. Kevin Durant was asked afterwards if he was surprised. He laughed at it. He said, no, I'm not surprised. They're the number one seed for a reason, which is true. Denver Nuggets haven't gotten a lot of respect this year, but they are the number one seed, best record in the Western Conference. So, Rob, where are you at on this series? I mean, do you, you know, who, I don't know who'd you pick before, and what do you think after game one?
I did pick Denver. So, I mean, I was surprised at the score, but not that they won, and they're at home, and I get that. But I think you know, when you look at the Phoenix Suns and what they've been through and Durant getting hurt and not playing that much and what they had to give up, I still think that they're thin on the bench. Yeah. And that's going to come back to haunt them. I we talk about the stars, but you also have to have guys who can play, come off the bench, keep you in the game until your guys get a blow and come back out there. And I think that ultimately is going to catch up with them. And they'll look at it and say, A, they didn't win the Phoenix Suns because Durant got hurt, they didn't play a lot together, and B, that they don't have the supporting cast that they need in order to make that run. And Chris Paul's 40 going on 50. I mean, these are just facts.
Yeah, I mean, look, a few things to me are evident after game one, and I think it was more important for the Nuggets to win game one than the Suns. We've seen just, you know, with the Warrior series, a lot of people thought it was over when Sac won the first two games.
I don't know how anybody could think it was over when they won at home, though.
Rob, you know, it's NBA. I think we talk about this every year. Nowadays, it feels like whoever won the last game, you know, unless it's like a 3-1 series or something like that, whoever won the last game, people tend to think they're going to win the series. You know, it just seems strange. You know, maybe because the coverage is more than ever, and we talk about it more than ever. But it definitely seems like whoever wins the first game or that night's game, especially early in the series, people tend to think they got all the control and they're gonna win the whole thing. But the Suns. It's interesting because, like you said, Chris Paul, he's got to give him more. He had 11 points and 5 assists. And maybe he can't, to your point. He's going to be 38 this month. But they only have, like, their depth, they're the thinnest team in the league because of the Durant trade. And that means that unless Booker and Durant aren't going to score 80 points every night combined. And so Chris Paul's got to up his scoring. DeAndre Ayton, they got to make sure he gets more involved and he gets his scoring up because he only had 14 points. And because they know they're not going to get much off the bench. And so that's something that they definitely, I think they're going to have to get. And they're going to have to cut down on the turnovers. They had 16 in game one. Durant has 7. Which doesn't make sense for a guy. He doesn't handle the ball that much to have 7 turnovers. And he's 2-12 in the playoffs when he's had, you know, 7 or more turnovers. That's a lot of games with 7 turnovers, 14 playoff games. But, you know, he has to be more sure with the ball. But I think, too, Rob, bubble Jamal Murray, remember in the bubble when they went to the conference finals, the Nuggets, he was great. He was the leading scorer in the playoffs that year. It wasn't Jokic. Jokic did his thing, of course, but Murray was the leading scorer, 26 points a game to 24 for Jokic, and he had 34 in game one. If he's going to be bubble Jamal, then I think they can – they're not only a threat to Phoenix, they're a threat to everybody if Jamal Murray's going to be like that great second player next to Jokic.
Yeah, they got all the firepower that you need. They've been good all year. Like this, they're not surprised, you know, even though people right. haven't been counting on them or thinking about them and basically saying, hey, you know, you're Missouri to us. You know, you got to show us before we buy into you. But they've done everything that you need to do. Like the whole year, knock on wood, they've been able to stay healthy, you know, and all the other things. And so it lines up for them. Like, I don't know how you don't look at this team and say, why would they feel anything other than confident going in? And then you take care of, you don't beat the Suns, you take care of them, you know, and that game one to let them know, yeah, we were the number one seed.
Right.
And I think they did that.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, we know – and there's a strong sense among people that Durant, when he left Golden State, obviously there were some issues there with Draymond and all that. But part of it was he wanted to show he's going to win it without them. And obviously it didn't work out in Brooklyn. They really didn't give themselves a chance. But he demanded the trade this year. They traded him. Phoenix was one of the teams on his list. Phoenix is... And look, they don't have depth, but they are top heavy for sure. He and Booker are probably the best offensive duo in the league. Not the best duo overall, but the best offensive duo. And obviously Ayton is a very capable 7-foot center. And Chris Paul, even as he's not, you know, he's older, he's still a pretty good point guard. But if Durant doesn't... Let's say they lose this series. Forget getting out of the West or winning the championship. If they lose in this series, do you think this has any impact on his legacy?
No. I think there are just too many excuses that line up for him. A, he was injured, didn't get a chance to have a chemistry or build with that team. B, their bench is real thin. I think anybody who's honest about looking at them, that's a fact. And number three is if they lose to the Nuggets, they were the number one seed in the West. If they didn't lose to a lesser power, or they lost to some team that really wasn't that good, say they lost to the Lakers or a team that was below them. I mean, they would have lost to the team that was going to the Western Conference Finals and maybe the Finals. I just think it depends on who you lose to and how it looks. So I don't think so. I think obviously if they win, if he wins, then and they win the championship, it can elevate him. But I don't think it like would say, oh yeah, see, he can't win because the situation isn't great. It's not. It's just not great.
I think. Obviously, his legacy is an all-time great, probably top 20 player is set. And as you said, I do agree that he can definitely help his legacy more than he can hurt it. Like, if they win the championship, it just really boosts his legacy. He did it without Golden State. Even though this is a talented team, they got issues.
And they went to the finals and lost without him. So that,
right.
that would
well,
be.
And that was 2 years ago. Like, right. I don't even think they're, like, this year, Rob, I don't think they were a contender without him. Like, before they made that trade, they were good. But I don't think they were as good as, like, the Warriors and the Lakers and maybe the Nuggets. Like, I think their window had closed. Because they really only had one big score in Booker. So it's not even like they're a year removed. They're 2 years removed from that team. But I think there would be a little stain. I mean, it doesn't drop him in the quote-unquote rankings. But there are those that still want to say he hasn't done it without the Warriors and the super team. And, you know, I mean, we can go over all the stars. We talked about Clyde Frazier, some asterisks by those rings. So, and the thing that's the worst to me for Durant, if they lose this series or don't get to the finals this year or even win the championship, is that the window, like, we talked about Chris Paul being old. I mean, Chris Paul, what's he going to be like next year? Are they going to be able to get depth next year? Like, Durant needs, if he's going to win again, he needs to win now. Because there's just no, it's kind of like the Lakers and LeBron. Like, their teams are older and their star players are older. And so, who knows what Phoenix will look like next year, how good Chris Paul will be next year. And so, I think that's where it hurts is like, man, he might not win it again. And so, it'll be interesting. Look, I'm not writing them out. I picked them to win this series and I still think they can. Tonight's a big game. I wouldn't say a must win because, again, we've seen teams be down 2-0 and win. But they definitely need to go out and play well. And if they got to win, they all of a sudden wrest control of this series from the Nuggets. So let's throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Does it hurt Kevin Durant's legacy if they don't get out of this second round series with the Denver Nuggets? Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
It's too soon, bro.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point that, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, TV, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is beautiful, folks. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on how winning or we're losing this series against the Denver Nuggets in the second round, would that affect Kevin Durant's legacy? Your thoughts.
Roger in Miami, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, KD has been one of the best players in the NBA for several years. Now, I was a fan of Nash and Stoudemire. Stoudemire was one of the best ones, but KD's got a couple of championships and MVP. So his legacy is secured. But I'm Stockton and Malone and all these guys. They're entertaining. I'm looking at games for the entertainment value. I'm kind of unbiased, although I wanted to see the Nuggets do well. And when the Clippers just barely the Suns barely beat the Clippers when their best two players weren't playing, that gave the Nuggets fans and the coaching staff a little bit more hope and confidence that they could handle that. And my question for you guys is, as I'm watching these games, these referees are kind of inconsistent on their foul calls. The other day, Kawhi Leonard was really defended real well by the Clippers. He couldn't move. Well, he got 2 points out of it. You know why? He changed his pivot foot and traveled, and the ref didn't call it. Devin Booker did, and I did too at the same time. I want to see some fairness out there. And even Jimmy Butler, he pushed that Milwaukee Buck ahead so he could catch the ball and lay it in to go overtime.
Roger, I'm just going to say get in line with the gripes about the officials. I mean, we've seen it. And it's unfortunate. Yeah. All you want is consistency. Nobody's perfect, but you want more consistency.
Even if you make consistently wrong calls, like you let traveling or you let physical play.
But it's
got to
be consistent.
Right. Do it for everybody.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem. Let's go to Raymond in Milwaukee. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Raymond?
Hey, what up, y'all? First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, bro.
Big fan for both of y'all.
Yep. Good to have you.
Yeah, but KD's right. I think it's KD's. He should have stayed in Golden State.
Well, he'd certainly have better chance of winning.
That ship sailed.
He would have kept winning. I mean, who was going to beat them?
Right. And Chris, you just said KD was a top 20 talent all time. So does that mean he wasn't in your top 10?
Yeah, he's not in my top 10.
Okay, well, now, what are y'all basing that top 10 off of, like championships?
No, I mean, it's a mix of things. Championship certainly factors in. Individual achievements, impact on the game, both from a league standpoint and from an individual and team standpoint. A big moment. So it's a lot of different factors. It's not just championships, though.
Okay, but I'm gonna this Warriors Lakers series. I think his legacies are for Curry and LeBron. If LeBron gets past Golden State and gets to the final and wins it, you know he'll tie with Magic and Kobe for most rings in Lakers history. And for Curry, I think he's a top 10 talent already. But don't you think we it just has to be a Suns Warriors Western Conference Finals, man. It just has to.
Hell, it'd be fun. That's for sure. We're gonna get into the whole Lakers Suns legacy and what could be on the line in that series in the next hour. But yeah, I mean, I think, gosh, I mean, there are so many of these series. I mean, as long as you got LeBron or Steph in it against KD, it's gonna be interesting. But Steph, KD, Suns, Warriors, that would be crazy.
Aaron in Stockton, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, Rob and Chris? Thanks for taking my call. But
yes, sir.
For the question, is this series going to affect Durant's legacy? I'm going to say no, only for this reason. Phoenix, they're playing against Denver, right? We know Phoenix made the trade. Denver, as we know, they've been playing together for some years now. They have the chemistry. They've just been missing Jamal Murray. So to me, this series represents a cohesive team. Denver, they got all these pieces they've been playing for years, and now you got Phoenix. They made a trade deadline, and they're trying to catch up with the chemistry. So if Phoenix would have played Sacramento, no excuses. They've never been there. Y'all got to beat them. Phoenix playing the Clippers, no excuse. Westbrook moved to the team. Eric Gordon moved to the team. Y'all got to beat them. If they play the Lakers, D'Lo's new. Reeves is new. No excuses. Y'all got to win that series. But against Denver, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give them this year. And then next season, I'm looking at Durant. Okay, Durant, next year, your legacy's on the line as far as can you win without the Warriors. That's my take.
Nah, that's an intelligent take. That's a lot of what Rob was saying. My only issue with that, and it's just, I mean, it just kind of is what it is I don't know what they, like, if next year they might not even be this good. Like, who – it just don't know. I mean, Durant himself has been injured a lot. But Chris Paul, what in the world is he going to be next year? Now, they might make some moves. They might bring in some other players. But this group, it's just going to be a year. And really, the only one that's really old is Chris. But he's going to be a year older. So it's going to be tough.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you guys – if you KD, Chris Paul, and Booker – we know Kyrie wants his money. But y'all convince Kyrie, hey, bro, come to Phoenix for this year. Take a pay cut, bro. Just come win for 1 year. I know Kyrie and KD did.
Well, it all depends on what their relationship is, KD and Kyrie. I'm sure they're still friends.
Kyrie's not taking a pay cut
play with
after all the money he lost. He lost the Nike deal. He lost a lot of money. I don't see it.
Yeah, he did. Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, I agree. I mean,
I just don't see it.
And he's already won a ring.
He's not. It's not like he's looking for a ring. He's got it in his back pocket. Last one, Kyle in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Good evening, gentlemen. Chris, Rob, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A lot of interesting callers. My question is, what is KD's legacy? He ruined his legacy when he was up 3-1 against the Warriors and decided to join that team the next season. This dude, one of the most talented players basketball has ever seen, just does not have that X factor. I don't think when you consider a player's legacy, you do have to consider everything. And one of those things is that dog in him. And I just don't see that dog in him. You think LeBron, you think Steph, you think Kobe, you think Jordan, of course. I even throw T-Mac and Vince Carter above Kevin Durant.
Wow.
Talent-wise. But just want just trying to get that drive. Like T-Mac,
everybody's not built the same. I just think that's too arbitrary. And what dog did Tim Duncan have? What dog did he have when he won his 5 championships and could have won 6? He could be 6-0 if Kawhi Leonard doesn't miss a free throw. What dog did he have? Because he was the fundamentals and didn't say anything. What dog did he have?
He had a bigger dog than KD had.
I just don't know what dog he had.
I do think Duncan had dog.
I don't.
I think some people replay. They mistake dog for yelling and talking a lot and strutting around the court. Duncan didn't do any of that. But I think he definitely had a strong killer instinct. I don't think there's any question about that.
The way Durant, KD plays basketball, he wants to play. He'd rather be sitting in his living room playing video games than tweeting.
He went to Golden State and won the Finals MVP twice. What do you want the guy to do? What else do you want him to do?
What people want is him to win it on his own.
No, but I'm saying when he went to Golden State, it wasn't like he just went there and they won and he didn't do anything. That's all I'm saying.
He was up 3-1. He was up 3-1 on them.
Steph was up 3-1 in the finals and lost. And what? You don't hold that against Steph, right?
Well, he was saying because he went and joined that team. It's going to be interesting. I mean, if Durant doesn't win another ring, obviously, like I said, he's going to be an all-time great. But there are people that are going to hold that against him, that he only won with that stacked team. But, all right, it is the Odd Couple. We got John Middlecoff from the 3 and Out podcast coming up. We're going to switch to the NFL.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a great podcast, 3 and Out for the Volume. He's a former NFL scout. We welcome in John Middlecoff. John, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
We are great, man. Obviously, the draft just took place. So much to talk about. Let's start in New York. Aaron Rodgers, of course, is a Jet. Everybody's excited. But that was one of the worst offensive lines in the league, arguably the worst. And they didn't do a ton. They got, one tackle they drafted in the late rounds. Didn't do a ton to improve the line. I think they wanted to, but didn't get a chance to. Do you think that offensive line is going to be a big problem, or does Rodgers kind of solve it himself with his intelligence and quick release?
Yeah, I think he definitely helps. I don't know how much at this point in time you can count on Becton, who they drafted really high a couple years ago,
and has
been a major disappointment. I think they did draft a center in the second round. The one thing they got going for him is – this change for Aaron has forced him, he hasn't been going to OTAs of the offseason for years now. Well, he's doing it this year. And I do wonder if the cohesion with him, he clearly, a lot like Brady in the sense of he's seen it all, he knows the offense that he's coming into, unlike even when he went with Bruce Arians, with Hackett. They have a good running back, and they have, pretty talented weaponry around him. So, yeah, I'm actually pretty bullish on the Jets. I think Aaron's going to be, kind of reinvigorated. He's going to be he's going to have a lot to prove, a lot like when Tom went to Tampa. And the other thing is, their defense is good. So they don't – one thing that Aaron didn't have most of the time in his career in Green Bay, and I feel like sometimes I'm an Aaron defender, not because, I understand some of the red flags about the guys over the year about, you know, being a teammate, not always taking responsibility, even when he kind of turned on the Packers, getting mad at them for cutting the old players. Like, Aaron, this is the NFL. It's like he started pissing off the guys that they got rid of. It's like, they should have got rid of them all. But his defenses, for the most part, were not that good. And a lot of times when he lost, and he lost to the 49ers a lot during his career, they were always kind of built on defense. And, you know, from Green Bay, it's hard to play in the cold weather. You're not going to be able to score 40 points in frigid temperatures. And I think you kind of see that with Buffalo now. It's like you can't just have like a run-and-gun team when you're an outdoor team. So, and I think the Jets are built much more, you know, to be almost better in December and January if they have a high-level quarterback than some of the teams he's previously played on.
So do you? Where do you see them in the AFC East? Some have them as low as third. Maybe some have them as tops. Where do you see them in the AFC East? And as a, are they a legit Super Bowl contender in your mind?
Yeah, I would put the AFC as a whole like this. I think there are two teams that have proven that they're just above everyone else right now, right? The Chiefs and the Bengals. And then I would put the Jets right there with the Bills. You know, and I like Josh Allen, but, like, let's face it, it's not like they – I mean, they get bounced a lot in the second round too. So, you know, now the difference is, in fairness to the Bills, you know, now Sean McDermott has been a playoff head coach now for a while. There are some questions like, can Robert Saleh be a playoff head coach? And that is a fair question mark. But we had that with LaFleur, and you got Aaron Rodgers, and boom, they were in the NFC Championship.
Let me ask you about the Detroit Lions draft. Did you like it, and how surprised were you when they got Gibbs, the running back from Alabama, with the 12th pick? Where are you on the Lions and what they did?
Yeah, I think I philosophically believe, like, don't take a running back in the first round. I would say you throw that out the window this year because this draft was viewed pretty terribly. I think the Cowboys said after the first round when they were in their press conference, they only had 11 guys with first-round grades. And I think if you took the average team in the NFL, like most teams would have had less than 15. So the Lions, once they traded back to 12, I mean, there's a chance they only had a couple first-round graded players on their draft board. And I think this guy was going in the top 20. The other thing is they didn't just get Gibbs, right? When they traded back, they got Gibbs and that 34th or 35th pick. So they basically got two players. And I think they took a tight end. So they basically got Gibbs and the tight end. And then they also took a defensive player with their separate first-round pick. It was their own. So I wasn't against what the Lions did because they've also proven that they turned on Swift, who clearly they don't like. And if they're going to take the next step with Goff, who clearly is their quarterback, who kind of, I would say just got, you know, he went from being kind of everyone viewed him poorly to had a pretty good year last year. They made the Super Bowl in L.A. with him when they had a good running game. So you get a powerful running game. You get a physical player who's a versatile player as well. I like their team last year. I think that second half of the season. My only question with the Lions, just big picture, is like Aaron Rodgers, for example, in the Jets. Like, they're kind of going to be the hunted in a weird way, even though they haven't proven anything. But Rodgers is kind of used to that. What's Dan Campbell and the Lions going to act like when everyone takes them seriously every week?
I agree. I think it's the second season after you do that that tells you whether or not that was just a blip or you did make that move. I totally agree. And I've seen it before where people get excited. And the one that bothered me was the Carolina game, if you remember. Remember they had won like four in a row or whatever? That was the game to determine where you were going to be and how you could, you know, control your own destiny. And they got punched in the mouth and embarrassed. I think they gave up almost 400 yards on the ground or whatever it was. It was ridiculous.
Exactly. I would imagine he says, you know, that linebacker we take in the first round is immediately going to help with that. We're going to slow the game down just in general with this power running game with this Alabama running back. And they also signed Montgomery, right? So they have just a more consistent running game. And I think offensive weaponry, I mean, I love their wide receivers, even though, you know, Jameson's betting on college games. He's gone for a little bit, which is a blow. But, you know, as of right now, I mean, I'll probably pick them to win the NFC North, like if we had to pick, you know, division winners. But you wouldn't feel great about it, you know. But right. You just look at the division, like you're not going to pick the Bears. I think you have to think the Packers are going to come way back to earth. And the Vikings, you know, that obviously statistically they had that crazy season where they won all those one-score games. It's usually that comes back to regression, right?
You know, the Lions have never won the NFC North ever.
In the history of the franchise?
Yes, since they changed it. You remember it used to be the Central, but since they turned it into the North, they've never won a division, which is mind-boggling. But we'll see.
Well, that's the crazy thing about the Packers losing Rodgers, right, is like they don't always win the division, but really since Favre and Rodgers the beginning of the year, basically everyone picks them to win it, and you feel like that's just going to happen, right? So I think those days clearly are over.
John, we got about a minute left for your answer. Now, you know, it's one thing to critique the quarterbacks coming in before the draft because you don't know what the situation they're going to be in, coaching staff, so on and so forth. Now that you know where Stroud and you know, Richardson and obviously Bryce Young are, and any other quarterbacks you want to name, Levis, who do you think is in the best situation and going to really be the bust-out star, if there is one, of this group of quarterbacks?
Well, I think Richardson and Bryce are both in good situations, given that their head coach is the offensive play caller, and Frank's proven, you know, he can coach quarterbacks, he can be an offensive coordinator, you know, with Philly and then even with Indy when they had some healthy quarterbacks. And obviously Steichen, what he did with Jalen Hurts, who there are some comparisons. Obviously, they're different body types or whatever, but like a running quarterback who was raw and needed to be developed. So to me, those two guys should just feel good about. The main guy is also their coach, and that to me is always a big benefit for a young quarterback. Like you've seen it with Mahomes, with Andy, right?
Right.
You see it with any young quarterback. When their head coach, you saw Mac Jones, the whole thing fall apart because of this huge disconnect. Now, you know, C.J. Stroud, I'm a big believer in DeMeco Ryans, but his offensive coordinator has never been an offensive coordinator before. He's a young guy. You saw it with Robert Saleh when they had to fire LaFleur's brother because it just became kind of a disaster. So anytime the head coach is kind of proven to be a good offensive coordinator, it's not guaranteed to work, but I think that's, you know, the thing you just bet on, one of those two guys. You know, both teams are, you know, the Colts are better, I would say, than the Carolina Panthers, you know, based on the last 4 or 5 years. But I like those two spots with their two coaches.
That's good stuff. That's John Middlecoff from the 3 and Out podcast on The Volume.
Thanks, John.
Great stuff, John, man. We appreciate it.
Warriors in 5. Take it easy.
All right. That's our man, Middlecoff. Rob, speaking of the Lakers, who the Warriors will be playing, should Dillon Brooks regret poking the bear? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office, and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Iowa Sam ain't playing. That's all I'm saying, my man. You representing the cornfields well, brother.
Yeah.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob, Dylan Brooks, of course, didn't talk after they were beaten by 40. That's become his custom. But he talked the next day, I guess, on their exit interviews. And he was asked if he regrets talking trash to LeBron James. Here's what he said.
Do you regret the comments made after game two with how it then evolved into this huge wave of putting the spotlight on you and your team and whether or not it, you know, geeked up LeBron or whatever? But do you regret making those comments after game two?
No, that's who I am. You know, I don't regret it. I'm a competitor. I compete. You know, I don't think it got LeBron geeked up. You know, he's back in the playoffs. It's been a little while, so I think, you know, he was ready to play. And overall, we just got beat better by a better team, bigger team. Guys that have their whole team, their whole pieces there. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to be me and get better at what I do.
You think he should regret it, Rob?
No, because I don't think that that's the reason that they lost.
I mean,
they
I agree with that.
Two horrific shooting games. I mean, I don't think that was – it would be one thing if Dylan Brooks was defending LeBron and LeBron scored 40 on him or something. You know, like if it was that. But if that's not why they lost. So, I mean, and that's who he is, what he's talking about. There's guys like that, Patrick Beverly, certain guys who play with – that's what they need to motivate them. So – it would be weird if he were to change that, you know. And it always looks bad when you don't win. If they would have won that series, nobody would be asking him, did he regret it? You know, it's just kind of like the what happens after the fact. We talk about the bulletin board material. There's plenty of times when people give people bulletin board material and they still win. And nobody ever goes back and says, you regret saying what you said, you know, no, because you won. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with you that I don't think it was the reason the Lakers won the series, but I do think he should regret it. You know, he don't have to admit it. I get it. That's who he is. That's his persona, you know. But I feel like he messed up, Rob, in a few – I feel like there's a few bits of evidence. One, if you remember – he stopped talking. Like after game three, and they were only down 2-1. You know, when LeBron went to him before the game, after Brooks had been like, I poked bears and blah, blah, blah. And LeBron went to him before the game and said something. And then Brooks, they lost. But it was only 2-1. It was like the series was far from over. And Brooks didn't really say much from that point on. So I think he stopped talking, which to me shows you kind of knew, look, I don't need to be doing this, or it's not working out for me. The second bit of evidence I feel like, Rob, is I rather than getting in LeBron's head, I think he got into his own head. I think all the hype and all the hoopla and everything, the criticism of him, Rob, Dylan Brooks is a pretty good player. I mean, he's averaged about 17 points over the last 4 years. 2 years ago, Rob, you didn't find this hard to believe. In the playoffs, he averaged almost 26 points a game.
Yeah, that's hard
you know
to believe.
What I'm saying? Right, so I think he, like all those open threes he was missing, I think he was in his own head. So in that respect, I think it hurt him.
Yeah, but they weren't beating him because
no, I mean not they that
not the
yeah,
way,
that,
not the way that they just didn't play well. They played well or maybe early without Ja, and then they turned in two all-time stinkers shooting the basketball.
Yeah, and they're not a good shooting team to begin with.
Right.
I mean,
but I'm saying, but those are all-time stinkers, like two of them.
Yeah. Well, AD shut off that paint. I mean, AD, Rob, offensively he's up and down, but I got to give him credit for the defensive end. I mean, he was historically great, I thought, in this series at protecting the rim and the paint. He had like 26 block shots or something like that. Crazy. So, Rob, Tyrese Maxey, obviously a big player for the Sixers, just turned his ankle. I don't know how serious it is. He was able to walk off, but he's out right now on the bench. But he looks okay. All right, we got an hour left. It's the Odd Couple. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.